This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents The Diamond Horse by Stacey Gregg, read by Sarah Ovens.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. As the blizzard closed in, Anna Orlov struggled to make out the lights of the palace on the horizon. Their starry shimmer had been the beacon guiding her home, but as their glow became obscured by the snowstorm, Anna felt as if she was fading too. Submerged deep beneath the snowdrifts, her feet had long ago turned numb, and her heavy skirts, soaked through and stiff with ice, threatened to drag her down with every step. Yet it was not her own failing strength that worried her most. It was Drakon. The race across the Tiger had left her horse ragged with exhaustion, and the wound on his shoulder had opened into a raw slash of crimson that seeped into his silver dapples. As he stumbled alongside her in the deep snow, Anna's heart was breaking. With every step, she could hear the dark rasp of his mighty lungs, his wide fluted nostrils misting hot plumes into the frozen air. Dragon's breath. That was how it looked. And hadn't Drakon always reminded her of a dragon? Something about the shape of his head, that great solid slab of his mighty jawbone, the way it narrowed to the slender taper of his fine muzzle, with enormous Asiatic eyes, dark and intense.